This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One of the oddest phenomena of the modern age is the eagerness for leftists to publicly embrace manifestly false concepts as a virtue signal to their fellow weirdos, losers, and mutations that they are so down with the cause that they're willing to forego objective reality as a sacrifice to their pagan godhead. And the best part is when they then turn around and insist they believe in science. It's a superficially brilliant tactic, though it's actually too clever by half. It might stun people into giving them a pass for a bit, but in the long run, they're going to be sorry. And I suggest we laugh at them when they are. Now, what did I tell you? I told you that the Senate races, the regime media just spent August decreeing that we're going to lose with tighten up, and lo and behold, they are tightening up. Don't believe the hype, believe the fundamentals. We're going to win this midterm. At the end of 1984, the movie or the story, the doomed hero wins a victory over himself and loves Big Brother. 38 years after the deadline for tyranny, we're saying the same thing among the left. They're expressing their love for the big non-binary sibling of color who is differently abled. Take the National Organization for Women, please. Since no man wants this wizened collection of affluent and unsatisfied wine ladies, barren spinsters, and daddy-issue mongers with unshaven armpits. The latest idiocy from this group that launched 1,000 incels is this tweet. All genders need access to abortion care. With a little pride flag emoji. Take that, you bourgeois sensibilities, you. And let's put aside the abortion care thing in the euphemism game. Recasting baby killing as care is pretty audacious, but though it is related to our thesis. Now, they know that all genders, which means both of them, do not get pregnant and therefore would not potentially be a candidate for fashionable infanticide. Only one could. Women. But this formulation is not designed to be accurate. The point of the exercise is to boldly and baldly deny not only what we know to be true, but what the speaker knows to be true. By rejecting the objective truth that she actually knows, she is demonstrating her commitment to the bit. It is a sacrifice, though instead of that of the life of the baby to Moloch, as in the Planned Parenthood abattoirs, by telling the obvious lie, the speaker sacrifices her dignity and her honor and her ability to discern truth from falsehood. It is a sacrifice for the cause. And we're supposed to be in awe of their total dedication. Now, as a rhetorical tactic, it can be efficacious on those of good faith who have no idea what time it is, and therefore will be polite and analyze the statement as if it were a serious point asserted in good faith. When this happens, by doing so, these suckers legitimize the lie and end up trying to disprove it with facts and evidence, but that is a meaningless exercise. The liars already know it's a lie. If they actually believed it, telling the lie would not be a sacrifice, but instead merely the ravings of a buffoon. knowing it is a lie is critical. It is the willingness to say something you know is false and to fiercely defend it and thus give up a piece of your self-respect that makes it a sacrifice. Now, the National Organization of Women knows that abortion is murder. And they know that there are two genders. And they know that only women get pregnant. But still, ritually they abase themselves to demonstrate their fealty to leftist dogma. You can't reason with people like that, and you can't compromise with them, and we have to retake power and crush them. And there's going to be some pain, and the pain is for the Democrats. The polls are in, and the regime media narrative from the midsummer that the red wave is petering out has shriveled like Jeffrey Toobin when he zooms and gets a busy signal. And this, of course, exactly what those of us who have done this before expected. And never believe the polls. Believe the trends. Look at the trends. Do believe the fundamentals. And the fundamentals indicate that the Democrats are going to get crushed like a forgotten grape left on Anna Navarro's view chair. Fundamental one, everybody hates Joe Biden. Old Daddy Showers is about as popular as a Mexican with a mop in Martha's Vineyard. Unpopular presidents' parties pay in midterms. Fundamental two. It is the first midterm election, and a president's party almost always loses seats. There are exceptions, rare ones, but they've all been when the president was popular instead of political monkeypox. Fundamental three. The economy sucks, and it just doesn't suck. It super sucks. I went by a Trader Joe's today, not to load up on screw-top Chardonnay like all the unsatisfied wine women were doing, and a mediocre New York strip under a pound was nearly $12. I probably should have checked the Chardonnay prices and risked people seeing me handle a bottle question, my manhood, because if those prices are to go up too, Grandpa Badfinger will lose the wine women vote too, and that would leave him with a coalition consisting only of perverts, government union slugs, college parasites, and the sexually inadequate never-Trump sissies. But when in doubt, bet on the fundamentals. The fundamentals are in our favor. Adam Laxalt is going to win. Dr. Oz is going to win. Blake Masters will win. Herschel Walker will win. J.D. Vance was never even a question. Don't count out New Hampshire, Washington, or Colorado either. They want you to become dispirited. They want you to believe what you see. And this is the thing. It isn't about you having lying eyes. What you see is a carefully orchestrated virtue signal. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to steer you. They're trying to herd you. They're trying to alter your behavior. But there's a way to get over all of this. Go get a tank of gas. And I know the gas prices have come down. They have. But, you know, it's still more expensive now than when it was. Go get it. And then after you get your groceries and get your gas, go ahead and look at what you just spent. Because it's ridiculous. And look at your power bills going up. And look at everything else that's going up. And look at what they're trying to do. Look at they're doing away with gas-powered cars. But we don't have anything waiting on deck. See, when it's batter up, there's always a batter on deck. There's always something coming behind him. If he doesn't do the job, maybe that guy can. There is no on-deck technology right now for the gas-powered engine. There are, you know, the counterproductiveness of this is that they want you to believe that that's your future. That's just the way it is. So they want you to be demoralized. What you got to do is you got to play hardball. That means you got to start wanting their dreams destroyed. And all you got to do to ignore all of this and make it so is come election day, physically get up, go to your polling place, and vote. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Blanks Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision. Excuse me.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I've only done that 1,000,006 times. Fatigue. I guess it must be fatigue. One of the most odious reactions from the political left over the Martha's Vineyard border crisis last week was the outright indignant condemnation of DeSantis for engaging in a, quote, political stunt to get attention and to make a point about the nightmare on America's southern border. Then we get this from Doug Emhoff. He's the husband of failed border czar Kamala Harris. He said, "We have so-called leaders in this country who, rather than focusing on what's good for the public within their own states, they're using people as pawns for a political stunt. I would take issue with the second husband's contention that DeSantis was not focusing on what's good for the public within their own states, because there are now 50 fewer illegal immigrants in Florida than before the airlift to Martha's Vineyard." But to the question of using people for a political stunt, a thoughtful answer is required. So let's talk about, quote, using people as pawns for a moment. Obviously, if flying illegal immigrants and or asylum seekers to American cities far from the southern border is a political stunt, then Joe Biden and his hapless border czar have reached legendary stuntman status at this point. Criminal border crossers have been transported all over the nation and the Biden administration's whim for the past 20 months with nary a mention, let alone condemnation, from the legacy propaganda media outlets that do their bidding. But even more insidious and, you know, actually evil in the mindless repetition that DeSantis use human beings as pawns by flying them on private jets to the most exclusive and wealthy retreat on the eastern seaboard is the reality that Democrats and the Biden White House have used illegal aliens as pawns in the most literal sense of the word. You see, in the game of chess, pawns are used as cannon fodder, human sacrifices to reach a political end. Pawns are expendable. Their entire reason for existence is to sacrifice their life for the king's ultimate victory. And by this definition, Biden, Harris, and the Democrats have treated illegal migrants as pawns in the deadliest way. Like the terrifying story of 53 illegals killed in the back of a tractor trailer passing the southern border earlier this year, is the most poetic contrast to the Martha's Vineyard drama. While 50 illegal crossers were flown to the comfy confines in the middle of a cool September season, about the same number died a torturous death in the back of a semi last June, victims of the human traffickers emboldened by Biden's proactive open border free-for-all. Pawns in a truck. Last September, over 12,000 Haitian nationals attempted to cross the southern border and squatted for days under an overpass in Del Rio, Texas. The humanitarian devastation was palpable and nearly ignored entirely, and Biden swept the problem away by moving the illegals from the view of the cameras. Many died. Pawns under a bridge. But these two examples are extraordinary one-off incidents that grabbed a small handful of headlines for a short news cycle. The more harrowing data point came last month from the Rio Grande area of Maverick County, Texas. There, after a string of horrific drownings, the local morgue reported it had reached capacity. And we get this. Last week, one of the morgues didn't have a place for any more bodies. He rejected one morgue director's request to move bodies to the local jail and park them outside. It felt wrong to the sheriff. He said, "No, I don't want to take the responsibility if an animal comes." A local Maverick County funeral home director told the Post he had to stack bodies as he runs out of space. This is a result of what has become a daily dystopian horror show. Foreign nationals, enticed by the Biden-Harris siren song of asylum, crossing the raging waters of the Rio Grande and dying at such a rate that morgues and funeral homes are literally overflowing with corpses, and the media barely notices that. Pawns, all of them. And anytime these human tragedies are raised to the current power structure, whose lack of border law enforcement has invited the death, rape, and exploitation, the response is always the same. As spokeshole Corinne Jean-Pierre said last week. President Biden put forward a comprehensive immigration reform package on his first day in office and secured record funding for the Department of Homeland Security. We once again invite Republicans to support both. But the real smoking gun comment came from the border czar Harris herself. We also have to put in place a law and a plan for pathway for citizenship for millions of people who are here and are prepared to do what is legally required to gain citizenship. With the human devastation of deaths and drownings and rapes and overflowing morgues is brought to these ghouls' attention, they basically respond by blaming their enemies and promising that the bodies will keep stacking up until they get their amnesty laws passed. Pawns. This is how you use pawns. You let them die while you use their dead bodies to get what you want. What does this remind you of when you think about this? What does this remind you of? This is the way they exploit a rampage killing. In the same fashion, their policy has made rampage killing still possible. It shouldn't be possible now. Any target that has been identified as a soft target that might be a rampage killing target, that should be hardened because we know how these things go. And yet, just like they've done with this, what they've done with this is they've invited a bunch of people to come here, which go through the most harrowing things human beings can go through. And they're dying by the hundreds. And just like the victims of rampage killers who get out there and they get killed due to policy. And unless you have an Anthony Melly or Eli Dickens or somebody out there somebody stops a rampage killer in their tracks. This is the same thing. So every one of us, whether they're illegal immigrants or not, whether you're just a citizen that was born here, you are a pawn in the leftist game. You are expendable. If you die, they're going to use your death against the cause you probably back. They will lift you up and make you their hero and make sure that your death was not in vain, because pawns can be used even in death. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden was briefed on FEMA's response to Hurricane Fiona's aftermath in Puerto Rico on Thursday. The president announces an executive action he took to further help with the recovery.
At the governor's request, I immediately approved an expedited major disaster declaration to provide individual and public assistance to help people and communities recover from and this declaration is going to will get federal resources there quickly.
More than 1.5 million residents are still without power, and one-third don't have water service. The mayor of Mexico City confirms two people are dead following Thursday morning's magnitude 6.8 earthquake. The tremor was centered about 400 miles west of the capital city. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 107 points to close at 3076. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of this show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I can't imagine that there's very many Americans left outside of the FBI who actually believe the agency is impartial, reverent to blind justice, or even adherent to the limits of their own stated mission, which their mission, according to them, protect the American people, uphold the Constitution of the United States. Those notions would be laughable, especially after what we saw happen at Mar-a-Lago. But Tucker Carlson recently covered something that was supposed to be from an FBI whistleblower. According to him, child sex abuse material investigation is no longer an FBI priority. FBI response to whistleblower, the threat posed by domestic violent extremists is persistent, evolving, and deadly. And they have since suspended the whistleblower in a retaliatory move. And if this turns out to be true, the FBI will have unknowingly provided two fantastic defenses for the ever-growing argument to splinter the derelict bureau into 1,000 pieces. Child sexual abuse material, which is pornography, investigations are no longer a ranking concern. The first and the most obvious and uncomplicated is that if this federal law enforcement agency won't even prioritize the most heinous crimes committed against the most innocent and defenseless, of which child pornography most certainly is, what good are they? Especially if it's part of their purview. For the 2022 fiscal year, their budget request was well over $10 billion, and they choose to write their numbers in the tens of thousands of millions, presumably in an effort to mislead any prying citizens. It's not $10.3 billion. It's $10,275.8 million. Now, aside from the fact that the FBI lacks the constitutional merit to exist, you could argue that bringing creators and voyeurs of child pornography to justice is paramount to any other injustice and deserving of every dollar. But if the FBI chooses to disregard the created role of the protector, then no doubt they forfeit any legitimacy or usefulness. Secondly, there's a more nuanced defense that arises from the whistleblower statement. According to the gentleman in question, when he was told about the policy change, the higher-ups then expressed that any alleged crimes involving child sexual abuse material should be referred to local law enforcement agencies, ergo state-level or lower law enforcement. Now, this is quite cosmic. In 1789, Congress passed the Judiciary Act, which created the position of Attorney General, which was intended to be a part-time position. According to the Act, he was simply a retained lawyer, and the duties were to prosecute and conduct all suits in the Supreme Court in which the United States shall be concerned, and to give his advice and opinion about questions of law when required by the President of the United States or when requested by the heads of any departments. Then, in 1870, because we didn't have enough stuff going on, Congress passed legislation which created the Department of Justice and placed the Attorney General at the helm. And in 1908, we saw the quiet addition of armed federal agents. And we get this: from its beginning as a one-man part-time position, the Department of Justice has evolved into the world's largest law office and the chief enforcer of federal laws. Such is life. However, if we refer to the supreme governing document, the founders explicitly laid out who was responsible to execute the laws of the Union, and in layman's terms, federal laws. And it certainly wasn't a federal bureaucratic agency. It was the militia. Article 1, Section 8 enumerates Congress authority and dictates that enforcement of federal laws to be done at the hands of the militia. And what is the militia? According to the Federalist 46, James Madison wrote that it was comprised of citizens with arms in their hands. We see the Constitution explicitly laid out the party responsible for law enforcement, armed citizens dispatched at the behest of Congress, but furthermore, it failed to delegate authority to Congress to create a federal agency to usurp those duties, and per the 10th Amendment, powers not delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states or to the people. So, constitutional law enforcement has always been a local obligation. Now, herein lies the problem. If the statement is accurate and the FBI brass find themselves expressly rejecting their pseudo-authority, they just unwittingly acknowledge the fact that their existence is unnecessary. It's a disposable agency, and apparently its leadership agrees. Can we blame them, though, for wanting to avoid investigating sex crimes against children? If they didn't shy away, they'd be forced to investigate Hunter and Joe Biden, fellow federal agents. The left might actually go nuclear. Another thing that's happening right now is that Biden is getting out there with the FBI, and they're trying to they're pressuring FBI agents to find crimes that justify Joe Biden's repulsive characterization of conservatives and Trump supporters as domestic terrorists and semi-fascists. This allegation follows the infamous Battle for the Soul of the Nation diatribe, ironically delivered at Philadelphia's Independence Hall, in which he demonized roughly half the nation as threats to the very foundations of our republic. This attempt at weaponization of the FBI is, of course, itself a threat to the very foundations of the republic, and is part and parcel with Biden's recent fascistic rhetoric and his or his handler's selection of a backdrop for the Philadelphia speech that might have made Hitler blush. The blood red set was outlandishly intimidating and authoritarian. It looked like something out of the Third Reich or Dante's Inferno, or a combination of the two. And Biden has the gall to slander his political opponents by calling them semi-fascist. And projection and gaslighting are now Democrats' two favorite tactics. This, combined with the worship of the LGBTQ community and abortion and a hatred of capitalism, traditional values, and their political opponents, is all they have. So they practice them incessantly. They have too many low-information voters as well as highly indoctrinated college graduates. They all fall prey to these tactics and mindless obsessions. And this is not the first time an administration has used a government agency to target its political opponents. Think about the IRS scandal. This is, however, the first time a president has used multiple, and we're talking about FBI, DOJ, CIA, DOD, multiple agencies to target his political opponents and their supporters, which, while also viciously and publicly smearing them via a speech to the nation. Biden's unhinged and unglued attack on nearly half of his country's citizens is unhelpful and undignified and unprecedented. Blaming MAGA Republicans for his and his nation's ills is eerily reminiscent of Nazis scapegoating the Jews. That he has instructed the FBI et al. To go after his opponents and their supporters should be chilling. And it should be intercepted. And you might even say it is a threat to the very foundations of our republic. Now, in this case, one would be right. Joe Biden is trying to take us down a pathway that he knows, and we're going to talk about this just here in a second. He knows leads to violence. And violence is never a good default position. Violence should be the last thing that you do. And we're talking about Americans on Americans here. Americans on Americans due to rhetoric. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I got the Aero, listen, the Aero Precision Build Proof Project number 2. I hope we're going to do it next week. Gosh, I got so much stuff to do as far as just shooting video and shooting guns. It's a great thing to do. I love it. Now, if you search for the name Kaylor Ellingson, you'll get a handful of local stories out of North Dakota about the 18-year-old's death in what was manifestly a hate crime. But what you aren't finding is national coverage. Slowly, conservative outlets, including Fox, as of late last night, are picking up on the story. And the reason for the mainstream media's silence is because, at least for now, the known facts indicate that this hate crime came about because the victim was white and conservative. Period. He committed no crimes. He did nothing wrong. According to a local news report about Ellingson's murder, Shannon Brandt, a 41-year-old white man, called the police at 2:35 a.m., to report that he'd hit a pedestrian who was threatening him. He also admitted that he was driving drunk. Later, when speaking to a radio station, he claimed that Ellingson belonged to an unidentified Republican extremist organization. Brandt further claimed that he acted in self-defense because he was afraid members of that group were coming to get him. So, in other words, Brandt has his defense in order. Ellingson, of course, cannot defend himself. However, he was able to provide his mom with some real-time statements about what was happening. So, according to court documents, they say just before the crash, Ellingson called his mom and asked if they knew who Brandt was. And she said yes and told her son she was on her way to pick him up. A short time later, court documents say Ellingson called his mom again to say that he or they were chasing him. And it was after the second call that Ellingson could not be reached again. And by the way, that's not hearsay because it falls under two exceptions. A present sense impression, meaning that Ellingson was reporting in real time about what he perceived, and an excited utterance because he was clearly under stress when he called his mother to report he was being chased right before he was murdered. Now, currently, Brandt has been charged with criminal vehicular homicide and DUI. And it remains to be seen how the case plays out in the judicial system. But what's very clear is that what happened in North Dakota is a perfect example of a hate crime. Indeed, it perfectly reflected the extremist intolerance the left keeps warning us about. Brandt murdered a young man in cold blood because he disagreed with this guy's political views. If we had a media that reported the news, as opposed to a series of propaganda outlets that push the Democrat Party line all the damn time, all Americans would be shocked by this story, not just the percentage who read conservative news outlets. And if there was any law out there, which, you know, the Second Amendment clearly states that he could do this, because this kid, 18 years old, he should have been able to carry a gun. And when this guy attacked him with a vehicle, he should have been able to fire upon him. A vehicle is a deadly weapon in the wrong hands. I'm a little incensed at this one. I don't know if you can tell that. Let's segue a little bit. Let's go to Santa Clara County in California, where Sheriff Laurie Smith is facing multiple charges of willful and corrupt misconduct for allegedly overseeing a pay-to-play scheme where donors to her re-election campaign or the sheriff's office, they could get a concealed carry permit and maybe a little gift bag, I don't know. Something that was generally off limits to the residents in the California county. This week, in a classic show of chutzpah, if you will, Smith sought to have those charges dismissed, arguing that thanks to the Supreme Court's decision striking down the May issue laws in New York and a handful of other states, including California, she shouldn't be prosecuted for disregarding a law that the courts have ruled unconstitutional. The audacity. It was a very audacious request. And thankfully, San Mateo County Superior Court Judge Nancy Fineman ended up shooting down the novel legal theory, at least for the most part. San Francisco Assistant District Attorney Gabriel Markoff, who is prosecuting Smith, said the abuse of discretion alleged against her was illegal before and after the Bruin ruling. And he argued that the Supreme Court decision did not provide a constitutional shield for alleged misconduct like that of Smith's, but instead denounced it. It would be using a Supreme Court case that expressly condemns the arbitrary conduct the sheriff is accused of engaging in and using it as her defense, Markoff said of Ruby's Bruin argument. Fineman largely sided with Markoff, though she did dismiss one corruption count in part because it specifically referenced the good cause section of California's concealed carry weapon statute, nullified by Bruin. That count had accused Smith of failing to make an investigation and determination of good cause of CCW applicants for whom she wasn't trying to curry favor. Fineman said after announcing her decision, it's a very interesting issue. It raises a number of issues. I won't be the last word. The judge's ruling means that the case against Smith can proceed to trial and jury selection is scheduled to start today. In addition to the case against Smith, prosecutors have also charged two of her high-ranking employees with felony bribery charges for allegedly accepting cash and gifts in exchange for issuing concealed carry permits. John Gollinger, an investigator for the San Francisco District Attorney's Office, which oversaw the civil grand jury because of conflicts cited by Santa Clara County's counsel and district attorney offices, testified that an analysis of records showed that between 2015 and early 2019, just 36 of 248 new CCW applicants were granted licenses, a 14.5% approval rate. But of the 10 donors who applied, 9 were approved, a 90% success rate. Laura McCabe, a program manager in the sheriff's office, testified that Smith said she opposed issuing CCW permits widely because she doesn't like to have a lot of guns out there on the streets, as if she owns them. She's a sheriff, but she doesn't own the streets. Smith's attorney and longtime political advisor, Rich Robinson, testified that Smith would not issue CCW permits unless there was a demonstrated need. But that's not the case. Her actions belied those claims. Several permit applicants who were not donors described to the grand jury how they applied for the license because of documented stalking, death threats, or physical abuse. 3 did not even get a response, though state law requires a notice of approval or denial within 90 days. The 4th received a form letter citing a backlog in applications. Meanwhile, a known campaign donor testified that he was passively guided by the sheriff's office into providing his daughter's address for his permit renewal because he had moved out of the county. Another longtime Smith donor, NVIDIA founder Chris Malachowski, testified that he had no safety reason for applying and left the calls field in the application blank and was issued a permit anyway. In contrast, and as was suggested in testimony before the earlier criminal grand jury, any permit application that didn't have a green light from some combination of Smith, Under Sheriff Rick Sung, or Sheriff's Captain James Jensen was left in a filing cabinet. The contempt that Sheriff Smith and her underlings displayed towards those Santa Clara County residents who were desperately hoping to obtain a carrier license in order to protect themselves against stalkers and domestic abusers is absolutely infuriating. And thankfully, the May issue laws that created the conditions for the bribery and graft alleged by prosecutors are no longer in place. But that shouldn't mean that prosecutors shouldn't have the chance to prove their case against the sheriff and all those charged in that pay-to-play scheme. They're going to have opening arguments on this starting on the September 29th, and barring any last-minute plea deal, always a possibility, that trial will be something to watch. You are born with the right to self-defense. You're born free. And as a free person, male or female, you have the right to keep and bear arms. It's not a gray area. It is not a gray area. And what this sheriff did is an aberration. She is not a law enforcement official. She is a corrupt thing. All right. Coming up next, it's going to be 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.